Me, Peter Attard Montalto is the head of capital markets research at Intellidex, on the line to us from lockdown UK this evening. Peter Attard Montalto, lots of scary issues all coming to a head at once.
Good evening. Well, we've tried to think through what the implications of what's been announced by the government so far. We'd already revised growth estimates down from 0.6 previously to 0.1 on the mainly Asian impacts of the coronavirus through January and February, the shifts down from the OECD made growth forecast at that time. But we now basically have an unlimited amount of time in terms of a travel ban. We assume maybe that will last a quarter, but most likely longer. Have to think about the gumming up of supply chains, further downside risks to global growth, and very limited room for a domestic stimulus. When we add all that together, we've now adjusted our growth expectations for this year to -2.3. That's even worse than 2009. That's driven in particular by the tourism, retail sectors, manufacturing as well. I think that's just a starting scenario to start to think about. Have very serious fiscal implications in particular.
And we're seeing lots of money being thrown at the problem. We're seeing governments cut interest rates. We're seeing them produce stimulus packages. We're seeing the UK government borrow in order to stimulate. We're seeing new measures come through in the United States all the time, desperately trying to calm nerves, desperately trying to calm markets, trying to alleviate the worst possible pressures on the global economy, except it's just not working.
The virtual silence, I think, from National Treasury and the SARB has been quite alarming. There are discussions certainly going on, I think, particularly from the banks, as I think we heard on your show last night, about what can be done to help stimulate the economy. But really, we're waiting for tomorrow for the SARB announcement, a 50 basis point cut. But actually, it's not about what the rate is now. It's about providing liquidity into the system. It's about taking the SARB outside their comfort zone. They need to do kitchen sink policy here in terms of providing liquidity, reducing countercyclical buffers, reducing reserve rate requirements. They should probably even be, I think they'll do this, but they should be thinking about offering discount windows that allow very cheap money to be pumped into SMMEs. And we've heard nothing really from Treasury at all substantive. They have very limited room to maneuver. We are now thinking maybe even just on the revenue impacts from low growth, you have maybe an almost 11% deficit in the coming 2020-2021 fiscal year. But they do have some room to maneuver. There is Section 16, the PFMA allows them to spend an emergency $35 billion. There is $5 billion contingency reserves. We need to see this pretty quickly, or otherwise I think this route that you mentioned at the start in stocks will get a lot more ingrained and a lot worse.
Yeah, the problem is not share prices falling. Those can recover at some point. The problem is the impact on the South African economy. I mean, we are almost certainly, and I mean, it's the first time I've been defeatist about this, but guaranteed a downgrade because the risk of South Africa has risen exponentially, for once through no fault of our own, but through global factors dominating. And, if our economy is choked, it raises the risk for the ratings agencies. Moody's has got to cut the rating, surely, by the end of this month.
Well, indeed. I mean, Bruce, you're always trying to find the upside of downright. But really, I think we have to think about the real challenge here of an economy that actually just hasn't saved for a rainy day in fiscal terms, that hasn't done the structural reforms in the last 2 years that should have been done in order to accelerate the economy. Once we do reach a bottom, accelerate it out with huge amounts of energy investment and infrastructure investment. Those systems are not in place. And I think that was the problem. If you think back to the discussion of the last 2 years, there were people saying, you need to do this, we need to get a move on. And everyone else was like, no, give time, have patience. And unfortunately, this is now caught up. I think it does mean a Moody's downgrade, but actually that's almost irrelevant now. We've seen such huge bond outflows. We saw one day with $2 billion of outflows from the bond market. The Moody's thing is now almost irrelevant. The real issue here, I think, is there is a very fine line now between downgrade and what Treasury can fund. And there is an upper limit now in the market to what the Treasury can fund, particularly as funds sit with losses in equities. It's very hard to sell equities at a loss to buy bonds. And as a result, there is now a very meaningful risk that if we push too far on the fiscal side, we end up with failed auctions and a much deeper crunch. But when you tie all this together, I think the concern more than just the depth of the crisis coming now is the lack of potential recovery with any great speed after. I think that's a lot more concerning.
Peter Attal-Montalto, thank you, the head of Capital Markets Research at Intellidex in London.